In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll touch on some FBI stuff to open up the hour, but I'm probably going to move on pretty quickly here. It's Thanksgiving week anyway. I have a few things to say about it. Talk to Daniel Turner a half hour from now about energy stuff, what they're doing to the great state of California freaking sickens me, all that, emails, voicemails, the cost of turkey, and doctors say you can pee in the shower. All that and so much more is coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. So let me touch on this really quickly. I'm going to touch on it quickly because we've done a longer, much more in-depth talk on it recently, and I don't want to do that again. But I've talked a lot about how these communists, they will take an institution that is respected and revered, and they will take it over. And once they take it over, they obviously don't want to do the job the institution's supposed to do. That's not how communists think. They take over the institution, and they use it for the revolution. They use it as a weapon. They've done this with a million different industries and organizations. From Hollywood to media to education to whatever, they infiltrate, they infect it like a virus, and then eventually they use it just for their purposes. But they do make a mistake with this, you see. They think that the legitimacy of the institution, the trust people put in the institution, they think they can do whatever they want with the institution and that trust will remain, that the legitimacy will remain, and that's not at all how it works. You can take the most sacred, solid, best reputation of an institution out there. And if you take it over and you do evil with it, then eventually that reputation, once it leaves, the trust of the people leave, and the power of the institution evaporates, you see. If I used a bunch of examples on this before, so I'll just do this one. If I open up a children's hospital, what's better than that? Taking care of sick kids. I open up a children's hospital, and I would name it something, you know, wonderful, like Jesse's a great person who loves kids or something like that. Hospital. You have to put hospital at the end. And for decades, we'd take care of sick kids. Free of charge, come on, bring in the sick kids, we'll take care of them. And then some filthy communist takes over my hospital. They start transing kids, chopping penises off and things like that inside of my hospital. Well, the great reputation my hospital has built doesn't last forever. The second they start doing that kind of stuff, I'm out. I actually have a perfect example of this right here in Texas. Texas Children's Hospital is world renowned. It is known around the world. Great children's hospital. Then they got into the tranny business. Massacring kids, mutilating kids. Now, I know several people, myself included, I'll never darken the doors of that place, an evil, demonic place. You see, you don't get to take it over and do whatever you want with it and have the reputation remain. This is what happened to the FBI. And it's funny, as evil as the communists are who took over it and abused it, it's crazy how none of them could see this coming. You see, Trump has announced, he flat out said, my nominees, my cabinet people, nope, we're not going through FBI background checks. And there's been no pushback on Trump. In fact, even senators, weenie senators, Hagerty of Tennessee, came out and said the American people don't care about FBI background checks. And of course, this lady, Barbara McQuaid, with I believe it's Bloomberg. Yeah, Bloomberg. She pens this article. Trump skipping FBI checks threatens national security. No, Barbara, you don't understand. You communists, I know what you did. You took over the FBI. You made sure you got your vile scumbag communist friends in every position of power in the FBI, and you took over the counterterrorism division and the director, and you had this organization that has had this wonderful reputation, and you communists did what you always do. You thought you could just use it any way you wanted, because surely that reputation will last forever, right? But that's not how it works. And I'm not appealing to your morality. I'm really genuinely not. I'm appealing to your mentality. I'm appealing to your IQ. Did you really think you could take over the FBI and send them after school board moms and the reputation would remain? Did you think that was something you could do? Did you think you could send an FBI SWAT team to arrest grandmas for praying outside of an abortion clinic? Did you think you could point long guns in the faces of pastors and their families and the FBI reputation would remain? I warned you communists repeatedly during all this that it wasn't going to last forever. Oh, they got the power. They took over all these institutions and they have been living it up, attacking their enemies, rewarding their friends, just living high on the hog, walking in high cotton, baby. We own it all now. But you thought the reputation was going to last forever. And it was not going to last forever. It was not. You see, now the American people checked out. Have you seen the approval numbers of the FBI? Of course, Democrats love them, of course. But Republicans, it's something like 76% don't trust the FBI. Even half the Democrats are all, I'm not really sure. The FBI is already gone, and I don't know if it can be saved. You thought you could do whatever you wanted with the institution, and the power of the institution would remain forever, no matter what you did. And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way at all. Let's do some voicemails.
Why are you voting for supporting the Republican Party, the dictator Trump? They are not nothing. You religious people are about the biggest hypocrites I've ever seen in my life. Goodbye.
These commies. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, or you can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
Hey, Jesse, if you're talking about veterans receiving benefits unjustly or conning the system, my father got blown out of a Jeep in Korea, and they lost his records in Kansas City. He never got any type of benefits except his medical. Got a cousin. He didn't serve but a blink of an eye in boot camp. He gets $1,700 a month. I just wanted to tell you that.
$1,700 a month. Yeah, I got some angry emails. How dare you question veterans' benefits? Take your email and roll it up in a tight little wad and shove it. You know, every one of you people who wrote me one of those emails, how dare you question veteran benefits? You're one of two things. Every single one of you who sent me one, you're one of two things. Either A, you're somebody who's never served and you think you're somehow standing up for veterans in your own really stupid way. Maybe that's it. But B, what you actually are is you're one of those veterans scamming the disability system. Don't think I don't know who you are. Oh, Jesse, how dare you say that? I served with guys who scam the system. I'm not saying veterans shouldn't get disability when they're disabled. Of course they should. Mentally, physically, of course. They friggin' earned that. But the number of scammers in that, it's really, really high. And remember, if that offends you, I don't care. Always important to remember that. I do not care that you're offended. Let's have this talk one more time here. In this country, because we've completely feminized everything in this country, we have gotten to a place as a nation where everyone, men and women, we treat being offended as currency. That's why people will tell you when they're offended. And this happens in your life, in your personal life. I know it does. It certainly happens to me in my personal life or whatever. I'm offended. I find that offensive. Well, why are you telling me? I don't care. That's a choice you made. You want to be offended? You be offended. Your offense, always remember this, your offense is not an action item for me. You don't get to decide you're offended by something and that will prompt me to do something or stop doing something I was already doing. Your offense is not currency with me. It's not at all. How dare you? I'll stuff that somewhere else. Send that to somebody who cares. Jesse, I'm working on conservatives who are still not registered to vote. We must perpetuate the red wave through and beyond the congressional midterm elections. The same applies to local elections. Can you please address this on the air on a regular basis? This is something we're never going to back off of on this show. We just won a great victory, and that's wonderful. But history says we will get wiped out in the midterms. Not because we're Republican, but because when one party has the presidency, the House, and the Senate, almost every single time, the other party will have a huge midterm election and take back the House of Representatives. If that happens, that means we have 2 years, maybe, to get a decent piece of legislation passed. And after that, it's nothing. It'll be all executive orders that can be reversed the next time we have a communist elected to the country. But if we continue to work the way we have been working, legal, local, registering voters, school board elections, city council, if we continue to build the base, build the farm team, we'll be just all right. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, Jesse, I'm too tired. I don't have the energy for that. All that means is you haven't gotten your male vitality stack from Chalk yet, or your female vitality stack. If you don't have the, I don't have the energy to make an hour of phone calls this weekend. You need some natural herbal supplements in your life that'll have you feeling like $1 million. Don't you want to feel like $1 million? Chalk can have your testosterone levels up 20% in 90 days. Did you know that? Ladies, your energy can be bouncing off the walls. You don't have to be, I'm out of gas at 3. You don't have to live like that anymore. And you can take care of these problems naturally without sticking a needle in your arm and doing things harmful to your body. Chalk should be your first stop for whatever you're looking to improve upon. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We got Daniel Turner coming up about 15 minutes from now. That's always a good time. Talk about Thanksgiving. I wonder if he does turkey too. BK, of course, told us he did Thanksgiving in a bar. That is a first for me. I didn't even know bars were open on Thanksgiving, but to each his own, BK. Everyone else is going to pay more. Thanksgiving turkey prices up 23% in Joe Biden's America. And you know what I say to that? Good. And it's not that I want you to pay more for anything. I'm glad they're pricing people out of that disgusting turkey. It's time to start embracing steak and lobster. If you want to go crazy, get a beef tenderloin. Nobody's ever eaten a beef tenderloin and said, oh, I wish this was turkey. That's never happened before. Dear Community College Genius, I largely view our government independent media as organized crime. They're all looting the treasury. In many crime movies, greed takes over and one of the thieves decides to double cross his cohorts and take all the money for themselves. Could this scenario play out in your bank vault analogy for the government? If so, what would it look like? His name is Rusty. Said, welcome to WOAI in San Antonio. Yes, I love that station. And if you ever make it over here, beers and tacos are on me. I will take you up on that. Okay, are they ever going to start doing each other wrong? Well, they do each other wrong all the time. Listen, there are two things that sound like they're different things, like they're opposite, but they're actually not at all. You know how we talk about the system and how it speaks with one voice? It moves with one purpose. It's all about the revolution. It's all about protecting itself, looting the treasury, pushing forward the revolution. And so they will just simply decide on certain acceptable forms of thought And they all march forward with those forms of thought. Doesn't matter whether it's illogical, insane, inaccurate. Doesn't matter if it's evil, violent, horrible, wrong. They all, because they're herd animals, they all march in that exact same direction. However, don't take them all marching the same direction for a cause. Don't take that as they're all getting along. Don't take it that way at all. I haven't given you this stat in ages. In fact, I may even screw it up, but I don't think I will. When Pol Pot took over Cambodia, there were 22 members of the Central Committee. Remember, communists always try to sell you on a Central Committee. The Soviet Union had a Central Committee. It was never supposed to be a dictatorship. Stalin just kind of made it that way. They always end up in dictatorships, honestly, but there were 22 members of the Central Committee when they took over Cambodia. At the end of the first year, 18 of them were dead already. 18 of them gone, killed. And here's why that is. It goes right along the lines of the email you talked about. People who don't have any kind of a moral founding at all. When your only moral founding is selfish, either you're trying to enrich and empower yourself or you're just trying to burn everything down, well, that doesn't lend itself to you being a good teammate at all because you're a selfish human being with no sense of duty. So you will screw over everyone in your life. In fact, your comparison to, you know, organized crime is extremely, extremely accurate. I obsess on mafia stuff and cartel stuff. I'm a dude. I'm into that stuff like every other dude is. And I've been listening to this podcast lately. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but occasionally when I'm trying to just get my mind off of everything, I'll pick one up. And I've been listening to this one. It's about a bunch of different mob guys. So they'll cover this mobster one week and then another mobster the next week. What's it called? The sit down. It's good. It's good. I'll tell you that much. It's good. What, Chris? What? Chris said just good. I don't want to insult it because I think the two guys who do it seem to be well-versed in everything, very well-researched. I tend to get frustrated where other people probably won't get frustrated. I get frustrated with what I consider to be bad storytelling. I love telling stories. I love listening to stories. I mean, life's really about stories, right? Stories we share. That's the memories. That's what we carry through. And when I listen to anything, whether it be a radio show or podcast form, I want you to walk me through the story. I want you to put me in the story. I want you to make me feel it. That's what I want. I want you to put me there. So if I'm listening to some mobster's life, yes, I'm going to hear about his life. And no, I can't relate to some mobster in the Gambino family, but I want to feel what he's feeling. Yeah, and so when I don't think that's happening, I tend to get frustrated. And I know this is bad. This is on me. It's not on them. It's a good podcast. I know it's on me. It's not on them. I know this sounds terrible. I think, well, I wouldn't have said that. I would have done that differently. Is that bad? Is that terrible? I know it is bad. It sounds bad, doesn't it, Chris? What? Okay, Chris said, I'm a presenter. That's my craft. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. I don't think I'm a craftsman or something like that, but I enjoy telling stories. I enjoy talking to you, telling stories. You know, I like that stuff, and when I don't get that the way I want to hear it, it frustrates me. Anyway, back to my point, which I really got sidetracked on. They all end up screwing each other over every time. Why? Because they're a bunch of criminals. They're a bunch of thieves and murderers. It's just, without knowing the guy, you know how his biography is going to go. He's going to do this, going to do that. He's going to get screwed and screw someone else. That's how it goes. Daniel Turner's coming up next. He has no relation to the mafia, I don't think.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, a Thanksgiving week, and I've got a smile on my face. And joining me now, of course, my friend, Power the Future, Daniel Turner, joins us all the time. Before we get to all the energy mumbo-jumbo stuff, Daniel, Thanksgiving week, is it traditional turkey for you? What's being served in the Turner household?
Traditional turkey. I have a smoker, and I love it, and I do it for lots of things. But for Thanksgiving, I just stick with like very boring traditional sides, traditional turkey, the way I grew up doing it. Yep.
Why?
Sorry.
Why, Daniel? Why? You know, not all traditions are good traditions. They used to have a tradition in Japan or one of those Asian places where they would bind women's feet and they would like torture them. Every tradition doesn't have to be carried on.
Yes, but I don't think turkey is torture. You know why? Because the recipes which I have from mom, etc. Smell is the most important sense when it comes to memory, and it just triggers memories. And it just brings, I had great Thanksgivings. I had a very lucky childhood. We weren't rich. We weren't powerful. But I had two loving parents and a whole bunch of siblings who beat the crap out of me all the time. I'm the youngest. But they're all great memories. And so the food, the smells trigger great days and make me want to work to keep those great things alive for the future of this country.
Okay. Well, look, to each his own. All right. To each his own. Now let's move on.
Do you do like some like turkey with like puff pastry and foie gras? Like what's your exciting turkey dish?
Well, one, I don't eat turkey because I have class. So it'll be something delicious. I don't know. Maybe Velveeta shells and cheese on the side with a steak, maybe a beef tenderloin or something. I think we ordered some little crab puff things, which were really expensive, I should note. But yeah, no, it's not mashed potatoes and green bean casserole like Chris has, because that's disgusting.
I was actually never a fan of the green bean casserole. That is one thing I don't do. But I got to do mashed potatoes because, like, you know, my ancestors were dying to potatoes. That's why they had to flee Ireland and come to America in the 1830s. So I love mashed potatoes because they're part of my Irish heritage.
The Irish would have preferred tater tots, but we don't have to get into that. That's neither here nor there. Speaking of Ireland, speaking of all of Europe, Daniel, we complain about America's energy policy that obviously gets extremely insane whenever the communists, known as Democrats, take over. But Europe is somehow worse than we are, and it saddens me watching them degrade. I hate it.
No, it is. All of Europe looks like California, and they look like California with the same way that their leader has that bizarre, like, glassy-eyed stare of a lunatic, which Gavin Newsom does. I literally just wrote an op-ed on this. California has the most green mandates. They have the highest gas prices nationwide. They have the highest electric bills nationwide. They have the highest amount of exodus leaving their state. They have the most amount of debt per capita. California is an absolute disaster, and Gavin Newsom will go on camera with this insane look and say, we're going to fight Trump and make California Trump-proof. And you say, how could you do this to your poor citizens of this state? No wonder why they're fleeing. That is all of Europe. All of Europe has doubled and tripled down. And whether it's invading barbarians who are raping their women or whether it's gas prices that are unaffordable, their leaders look at them and say, we need more of this, guys, because we haven't suffered enough. So, yeah, it breaks my heart to see the direction Europe is going in with very, very, very little glimmer of hope. I mean, very little glimmer of hope that they're going to turn things around.
You know what sucks is I don't know what I hate hearing about more. Obviously, I care a lot more about California than I do Europe, but let's shift it to just California. California is paradise, as you know. Yeah. I had to go out to Newport Beach a few weeks ago for some political event, and it's just I love that state so much. It's heaven, and I can't believe all the good people who are stuck there are just stuck behind that communist wall. Do you see it getting better ever? Surely at some point when it gets bad enough, they'll push back, right?
And you know what? California is a great example of your book, which if you ever see me on TV, I always have it over my shoulder on the shelf with some of my other favorite books of people who I actually know. But in your anti-communist manifesto, the theme throughout is how these people are incapable of making anything. They take what others have made and they destroy it. They've done that. I'm sure Harvard used to be great, right? I'm sure the Ivy Leagues used to be great. I'm sure the NBA used to be great, right? The NFL used to be great. The public school system. California is just another example. Boy Scouts, Jessica. The Roman Catholic Church. It's just another example of something the left infiltrates and destroys. When you think that Reagan came from California, I think that Nixon came from California, you think of that Hollywood used to be Republican, right? I look at Reagan's inaugural ball in 81. All of the A-listers were there. And then the left realized we can't ever let the Republicans have Hollywood again. And so they went hardcore to make Hollywood left. They used to make pro-American films. Look at the films of our childhood. Oh. They were all pro-America. So the left takes everything and they destroy it. California being the best example in terms of states.
It's so true about the films, Daniel. I mean, I remember watching when I was a kid. I'm sitting there with my dad watching Sands of Iwo Jima with John Wayne. And there was not, you could watch it a million times, not an ounce of apology for America, our freedom, what we've done. I mean, honestly, it influenced me joining the Marines thinking about that film. You walked out of there waving an American flag, loving this country. But like you said, they just infect and destroy everything. It's awful. It's demonic.
It really is. And it's something I didn't mention, I think, last time I was on with you. And it was right after the election, but we were saying how there are a lot to be optimistic about. One of the things I'm really optimistic about with this administration, with President Trump coming back, is that he will be president on July 4th, 2026. Because if Kamala were president on our 250th, it would have been apologies to the Native Americans, apologies to the Asians for building the railroad, apologies to the African Americans for slavery. It would have been apologies to women for what it would have been self-flagellation. America sucks. It's 250 years of us being a terrible country. And to know that we will have a 250th and really just a year and a half, that will have a president who, for all of his flaws or benefits, whatever you can say about the guy, no one doubts that Donald Trump loves America. And we will have a 250th, as I will on Thursday at Thanksgiving, that is patriotic and rejoicing in what America is. And that fills me with a lot of happiness. It really does.
Me too. Daniel, I said the same thing about the 250th. It already makes me smile and laugh knowing how over the top, you know, it's going to be ridiculously over the top. Trump is going to be for 250, and juxtapose that with what you know Democrats would have done. It would have been a brief mention and all rainbow flags, and we would have all been just mortified at what they did to us.
Yeah. Do you remember his very first 4th of July when America was a little bit more normal, but pre-COVID, July of 2017, he wanted a military parade. And the media turned that into, he wants missiles down the... Like, no, he just wanted the military to have a parade to say, God bless America. I think Trump will ride down Pennsylvania Avenue on an Abrams tank, and he'll have pinup girls on the sides. It will be the most over-the-top patriotic parade, and I will be there for every second of it.
You know it will be. Daniel Turner, Power the Future, thank you so much, my friend. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
But who needs to, Jesse? There's much to celebrate. God bless you, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, brother. I can't stop laughing about it. How over the top. You know Trump is going to do 250. Remember, he already came out. He already put a video out and said it's going to last like 6 months. It's not even going to be a day. No. We need half a year. Gosh. We really did dodge a huge bullet getting these people out of there. We dodged one when Trump dodged one. See what I did there, Chris? What? Chris, that was really good. Pure Talk's really good too, Chris. Save a bunch of money, Chris. You know, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, on top of being disgusting ESG, DEI, commie-filled companies, it costs a lot of money. You should not be paying $150 a month for 4 phone lines. That's ridiculous. Why don't you switch to Pure Talk? When I switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk, my bill got cut in half. I don't sacrifice coverage. In fact, I have better coverage now than I did before. And I'm supporting a company that shares my values. I can keep my phone, but hey, it's Christmas season. How about a new phone for yourself, for your wife, your husband, your daughter? Pure Talk has those too. Whatever you want, the newest phones. Dial #250. #250. And just say, Jesse Kelly, an American with Pure Talk will help you, who speaks English. No more click, 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 none of that stuff. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Just got done with Daniel Turner. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, and get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions emailed in for tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's go back to the voicemails.
Jesse Kelly, love what you do. I am calling about simple solution to all those leftists that say, well, why do we have to get rid of all these illegals? Very simply, you just teach them like a professor in math in high school would. You put it on a piece of paper and you show them, okay, 1 million illegal immigrants cost the country this. Where do you expect the money come from? And they will be flabbergasted. They just expect it to appear out of there. So I think a lot of people that are uneducated would see the light if they saw that on paper or on the TV screen with Donald Trump. Just an idea.
I disagree. Let me explain. That was a sharp voicemail, not insulting the guy. And I think that would have some effect on some. But when it comes to illegal immigration, let's set aside, well, and immigration, period. Let's set aside the elites. We understand the game. We've talked about that before. That this is all about money. Plus, they get to burn down the country. Plus, they get guaranteed votes. Plus, they get to keep the extra congressional seats. Let's put all that aside really quickly for a moment. Let's do a rewind here, because let's talk about this. If we would just show them the cost. You know, do you know why communists go after history classes and why they go after families. It's for pretty much the exact same reason. You know why? I want you to picture this. Picture a kite. You know, do people fly kites anymore? We used to fly kites when I was a kid. Probably not. It's probably boring now that you have an iPhone, but we used to fly kites. So you know a kite. You know, it's catching in the wind, flying around. And you know the kite has a string to it. So picture that string being tied to a cinder block in the ground. All right, so the kite's blowing around in the wind. It may sway. It may go this way. It may go that way. But no matter what, it is tied to the cinder block in the ground. You know what that represents in for our purposes here? That's your family unit. Your family unit. That's a big part of it. It has it's a mooring for you. It's a guide that will guide you the rest of your life. You can always come back to that. This is what my mom said. This is what my dad said. That no matter what happens in life, you have that cinder block you're tied to. And as long as you're tied to it, you can never just blow completely away with the wind. That's why the communists try to break up families. That's why they turn your child against you when you send them to college. That's done on purpose. They want to break that string. The exact same thing happens when it comes to your national history. This will come back to immigration. Stay with me. When it comes to your national history, I've said many times, the most damaging thing communists have taken over in this country, as far as school subjects go, it's not psychiatry or the law. It's history. And they know that. They took over the history classes a long, long time ago. And they started poisoning the minds of the American citizen, poisoning them against their country, against their founding. Me, I'm proud of our founding. I'm proud of our country. I think it's an awesome country with an awesome history. They can never recruit somebody like me. But what if they could sit me down? Then really, really work on me over and over and over and over and over again. What if they could convince me that this place does suck? And it's always sucked. It was never good. It was always evil. It was always colonial. And it was always racist. And it was always... What if they could convince me that not only is America bad, but it's always been bad? Well, what that would do, it would break the string of that kite, and then they can blow me any way they want me to go. Any direction they want me to go, they can take me there. What does this have to do with illegal immigration and costs? When they took over the history classes, they gave many, 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 many Americans a foundation that our very existence as a nation is evil. It's wrong. It's bad. We shouldn't even be here. Remember, I brought it up actually earlier this show. We now have multiple people within the Biden administration who've been caught saying we shouldn't even have a border anyway. Anyone who wants to come here should. How could anybody think like that? Well, if you've shattered that string, if you've shattered that kite string, and now you don't think your country's good and you don't think it ever was, in fact, you think this place sucks, well, if I get you to there, then how hard is it to take you from there into being someone who wants the border open and every rapist and murderer to come into the country? Because that's what this country deserves anyway. That's not a hard leap. It's the next logical step. I got you to hate the place. I got you to hate its history. You don't respect our sovereignty. How could you respect an evil country? Hey, why don't you want this Venezuelan prison gang here? You say, I'll play it again. You say you could just show them the cost.
Jesse Kelly, love what you do. I am calling about simple solution to all those leftists that say, well, why do we have to get rid of all these illegals? Very simply, you just teach them like a professor in math in high school would. You put it on a piece of paper and you show them, okay, 1 million illegal immigrants cost the country this. Where do you expect the money come from? And they will be flabbergasted.
They don't care about the cost. They want the cost. They want it to be expensive. They want it to be painful. They want it to be destructive. That's why they work so hard in your family and in your school to snap that kite string. Because if they can unmoor you from your foundation, then they can blow you any direction they want you to go. Don't let them do that, all right? And you kids listening, that's what your professor's doing when he's pouring that crap into your ear. Don't let him do it. All right. Let's talk about Fauci really quickly. And we'll get to some other voicemails, emails. There are many, many things to go through. The inauguration, someone's concerned. First, let's talk about another concerning thing. The fact that we've lost half of our testosterone levels in 50 years. Testosterone levels are down 50% in 50 years. That is flabbergasting. It's nation-ending. We drink so much estrogen in the water. This comes back to women's birth control that ends up staying in the water. You need a male vitality stack in your life, gentlemen, from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements to get those T levels back up where they need to be. And it's not like you're not going to feel it. You will know it. The way your mind works, the way your body feels, your mood. You are 90 days away from feeling like a brand new person. Go chalk.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.